Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And coach took on the defending 2A state champions, the Adair Warriors, and the score would indicate, you know, 76-36 was a blowout. But, you know, there were some positives, I think, from this Dewey Bulldoggers team. Yeah, I would say the positives right now, Dewey can move the ball. They scored all 36 points against Adair's first-team defense.
Yes, and that was a huge positive for our offense as far as getting our kids to buy into our scheme, knowing that, hey, we were against a great football team, a defending state championship team, and we were able to put 36 on them, where last year nobody put 36 on them as far as I know. You know, the team they played in state championship high school, I believe, only scored 14. So for us to put more points on them than they ever had put on them in the last couple of years, that was a huge positive for us, you know, letting our kids know, hey, we can move the ball, we can score. Now, on the flip side, our defense has to get better. We have to be able to get some stops, get some three and outs. You know, they can't score every time they get the ball. So that's one thing I'll be looking forward to this week, is seeing how our defense accepts the challenge against Nowata and try to, you know, stop some drives, try to get some punts, try to get the ball back to our offense quicker, you know, and not have the same repeat mistakes that we had against Adair. Another positive that I thought was our special teams. You know, I thought our special teams, I thought our kickoff unit did good. I thought our return unit did good. I thought our punt team did good. You know, one thing as a head coach you worry about game one is having some special teams problems as far as substitution problems or return problems or, you know, or not creating good field position. So I feel like our special teams did a good job all night creating good field position for us and getting the kids out there that we need to have out there.
Dewey had nearly 500 yards of total offense, and you had two 100-yard rushers, Blake Timmons and Hunter Brewer. And I thought Hunter played well. And we know that the quarterback certainly he played well, did well in the running game.
Yes, he did a great job. Blake did, as far as, you know, he had some big runs on passes when there wasn't anybody open. But the thing I was proud of on those, our O-line still had it blocked up for him. Blake did a great job of reading the coverage. You know, they dropped eight guys. They got everybody covered. So he did a great job of seeing that and scramble and taking off and running. It wasn't really a scramble. It was him saying, okay, they got everybody covered, I'm going to take off and get you a first down. I'm going to make something happen. You know, it wasn't like he was flushed out of the pocket too many times by blitz or anything. You know, he did a good job of recognizing, hey, I can get more on the run here instead of throwing an interception or throwing an incomplete pass or anything like that. So I was really proud of his game management, especially being, you know, his first game of the year. You know, he didn't even with him scrambling, he didn't take too many heavy hits, which obviously you don't want your quarterback getting hit too much. So I was really proud of the way he managed the game. As far as Hunter Brewer runs hard always. You know, he had some big runs for us. You know, we have a couple of things we need to tweak with him as far as getting him going more downhill. You know, there's times he gets a little too much lateral, which he's good running outside, but I feel like he can be even better once he starts hitting those holes going downhill. So I'm excited for next week to see, you know, Blake continue to be the general of the offense, continue to make first downs for us, and also having a good running attack with Hunter Brewer back there.
I know that we mentioned this. It is the rival week. The Nowata Ironmen come to town at Bulldogger Stadium. These two teams have a history of one another, but Dewey hasn't beaten Nowata, I believe, in 5 years. Something,
yes,
that I'm sure that you and the coaching staff and the team want to end very quickly. And what has Dewey got to do on offense and defense to get that win?
Yes, and one thing I'll add to that, you know, when I first got this job, the first thing I was told about was the Nowata game and how important it was, not only by the teachers, the kids, the administrators, but by all the people in the community. So, you know, I was told from day one, this is the game we have to have, and we have to win, and this is the game everybody's going to be looking forward to see. You know, as far as offensively and defensively, offensively, we got to continue what we did last week. You know, I believe if we can put up 36 points or more, you know, we'll be favored as far as going into the fourth quarter. So I'm really excited to continue what our offense can continue to do. You know, I know with Nowata's trying out a new, you know, they're going to a new defense, you know, a 3-4 defense that, you know, can have some problems for what we do, but I feel like our kids have bought into the offense and will go out and execute it and do the job they're charged to do. So I'm looking forward to see how our offense is going to operate and continue to improve every week. As far as defensively, we have to do a better job tackling. You know, we were there in the 8-air game. We were in the right spots. We just had missed tackles. We had guys not breaking down, not wrapping up, little things that you see a lot game one, but we have to get those little things fixed before game two. You know, I thought defensively, I thought our effort was good. You know, I thought we had guys flying the football. You know, we got to take proper angles, and then we got to make tackles when we get there. You know, Nowata's offense is more of a ground and pound compared to last week. We saw a lot of aired out type stuff. So we got to be able to win the line of scrimmage. We got to be able to make tackles in the backfield. We got to be able to make that ball bounce and get our defense pursuing to it.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers this Friday against Nowata.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.